Don't tell Judy Blume about growing up. She's done it, and she knows what kids are going through.
Life isn't easy just because you're 10 years old.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Judy Blume writes children's books, not fairy tales, but stories that seek to have meaning to the young. She's also turned out two adult novels. The latest is called Smart Women. Now in her mid-40s, Blume began writing her brand of children's stories because the book she read as a child gave her little satisfaction.
I couldn't find myself. I couldn't find any reality. There were no children's books about kids like me who had thoughts and feelings and fears and my kind of family. Children's books, when I was a kid, everything was fine.
In such books as Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, Deanie, and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Blume writes of feelings rather than issues.
In the first successful children's book that I wrote is a girl called Margaret who talks to God, and God is her confidant. She discusses everything with him. That is something that I did when I was a kid. She is very concerned with her body. She wants to be normal. She wants to get her period. She wants her breasts to begin to develop.
There have been repeated efforts to ban Blume's children's books from school libraries. Those are the people, she says, who want to hide the real world from their children. In her new adult novel, Blume explores the relationships between divorced parents and their adolescent children.
So many of us are divorced. They're remarrying or regrouping in some way. When you fall in love at a certain age and you've been married and divorced, you bring to that new love a lot of history, and you bring children. And the question is, can new love survive that?
Judy Blume, her latest book for grown-ups, is called Smart Women, published by Putnam's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ask just about any 10 or 12-year-old who reads, and they'll tell you who Judy Blume is. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Blume has been acclaimed and condemned for her children's books, such as Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Deanie, and otherwise known as Sheila the Great. Blume also writes adult novels. Her latest is called Smart Women. She became a controversial figure after scattered attempts to remove her books from school libraries.
It wasn't anything until the kids found the books, and it's the kids who made it happen, I guess through word of mouth. There were no ads saying, read this book. They found them, and they found something in them, comfort, identity, that made them feel better about themselves.
Blume writes about the deep feelings and harsh realities that the young face, but which are often overlooked. Who tries to ban her books?
Parental groups who are afraid to deal with the issues, with the feelings that I write about. They think somehow that if their kids don't read about these things, their kids won't think about these things. Sexuality, death, money, again, real life.
Blume says a positive event happened in Loveland, Colorado, where the school board was about to ban her books.
A sixth grader took a petition around, and she collected signatures from the kids. And then she went, 12 years old, before the board, and she was able to explain to the adults in such an eloquent way what the books meant to her and to the other kids.
Blume's books stayed on the shelves. Blume is divorced and the mother of two college-age children. She divides her time between Santa Fe and New York. Her latest grown-up book explores the problems encountered by adolescents as they deal with divorced parents and try to make their way into the adult world. It's called Smart Women, published by Putnam's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.